The soldiers in Mexico's drug wars are getting younger and younger. In Ciudad Juarez, just across the border from El Paso, many of those doing the killing and many of those being killed are teenage boys. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is going to Mexico tomorrow, where she'll be talking about this increasingly vicious drug war. Today, we continue our series on the drug cartels with a story by NPR's John Burnett about the child soldiers of Juarez.
This is the city where broad daylight murders and robberies have become as commonplace as fender benders. Where there are so many homicides, the new morgue is planning to double its size. Where people are so scared, even the mayor moved his family across the river to El Paso. These teenage boys playing volleyball are central to the violence that has made Juarez one of the most dangerous cities in the hemisphere. They are residents, or inmates, at the School of Social Betterment for Minors on the outskirts of Juarez. They're bad boys. Murderers, robbers, thugs, and drug dealers. They're just the kind of kids the cartels are looking for. Soto, Daniel, Hector, and Gerardo sit around a picnic table at the school in a blustery wind. They wear hoodies and sneakers and have crooked teeth. They grin self-consciously.
Sicaritos.
Little assassins.
Pues sicarios niños, ¿no? 14, 13 años.
Sicaritos are children who are assassins, 13 or 14 years old. They give them a weapon to use. It's easier for a boy. If he's older, he thinks too much. He may think about the consequences. But when you're young, you think you can take on the world.
Soto is 18. He says he's committed so many crimes he can't remember the first one. All four teenagers insist they never joined the cartels. Nonetheless, they all seem to have a thorough knowledge of their workings. Like every other young person in this story, they won't give their last names. This is Daniel, 16, followed by Soto.
Pues para ser sicario digo que no hay que saber pensar, sino que actuar.
To be an assassin, you can't think. You just do it. Grab a pistol and go kill somebody or whatever. It doesn't matter if you die or not.
Por ejemplo, que no tienes familia, que no tienes papá o no tienes mamá o algo así.
If you don't have a mother or a father, no one to believe in you, then it's easier to fall into this, to be a delinquent.
Mexican drug cartels recruit children under 18 for the same reasons that armed forces conscript boy soldiers in Sierra Leone and Somalia. Their immaturity produces fearlessness. And for a young boy at the margin of society, cartel membership brings instant respect.
El poder que traiga, ¿no? Te quiere decir con el que esté más mejor.
Sabes bien que con el andando con él nadie te va a decir nada.
You go with the guys who have the most power, money, connections, and influence, says Soto. Gerardo, 15, and Pimply adds, when you run with those people, nobody says anything, especially not the police, because they're working for your patron too. Teresa Almada is the longtime director of a youth development center in Juarez called CASA.
Hay miles de candidatos en esta ciudad a ser reclutados por su perfil, por las condiciones en las que viven.
There are thousands of candidates in this city for recruitment because of their level of social exclusion. They are young and poor and disposable.
The growing number of lawless youth in Juarez is intimately connected to the proliferation of narcotics. Juarez has now replaced Tijuana as Mexico's most drug-addicted city. A crackdown by U.S. and Mexican authorities has choked traditional smuggling routes. Consequently, the cartels have flooded the local market with marijuana, cocaine, and heroin. More young people are selling and using than ever before. Carlos is a freckle-faced heroin addict, 18 years old, though he looks much older. He hangs out with other junkies near the market in central Juarez.
I iba para Estados Unidos, pero no pude pasar. Emigrar a Estados Unidos.
Carlos says he came to Juarez last year from Guadalajara with the intention of sneaking into the United States and looking for work, but he couldn't get past the border patrol, so he stayed in town where he lives in a grim, abandoned building reeking of human waste. He squeegees car windows and steals to get the money to buy the fixes he needs to shoot up every 6 hours.
Muchos soldados, muchos policías.
He says the heavy army and police presence in Juarez has made it harder to score, but his slurred voice and glassy eyes indicate that it's not impossible. The city's noble-sounding colonias, named for Mexican presidents, Gustavo Díaz Ordaz, Plutarco Elias Calles, Adolfo López Mateos, seethe with poverty and drugs. They are the incubators of gangs, whose members in turn have become what one social worker calls cannon fodder for cartel franchises like La Línea, Los Aztecas, and Los Mexicles. This prosperous industrial city was supposed to be the economic model of a stable middle class. Migrants from throughout Mexico flocked here to work in the foreign-owned assembly plants. But the city cannot accommodate its 1.3 million residents. There aren't enough public schools, parks, or youth programs. The children of the barrio are raised by siblings or in the streets, and they're ill-suited to repetitive work in the factories or classroom study. One out of three kids does not go to middle school, and attendance in high school is half the national average. Into the void have stepped the cartels.
El crimen organizado le cayó primero al 20, que estos jóvenes de pandillas tienen potenciales y tienen muchas cosas.
Organized crime figured out the potential of young gang members and started recruiting. They realized that these boys could easily be channeled to do bad things, like homicides and assaults, you know? The government's lack of commitment to young people in Juarez is to blame. These boys wouldn't end up like this if the system provided healthy activities for them.
Tony is a 26-year-old former gang member. He works with a youth group called Alta Tropa, the High Crew. They use creativity, such as graffiti art, breakdancing, and hip-hop, as an alternative to gangbanging.
El hip-hop es mi vicio y también es mi oficio. Con él termino con raperos que me sacan de quicio.
Tonight they've gathered in a ramshackle house as a full moon rises over the desert metropolis. A big boy named Javier, in baggy shorts and a backward baseball cap, performs, while his homies smile approvingly. Ciudad Juarez finds itself in a perfect storm for the conversion of young men into criminal psychopaths. Poverty, insufficient schools, broken homes, a pervasive culture of violence, and the seductive, omnipresent pull of the narco mafias. At least these kids are trying to save themselves. John Burnett, NPR News.
Our series continues tomorrow. We'll hear about the drug cartels' operations inside the United States, and you can trace that activity with the help of a map at our website, npr.org.